Even if I hadn't called Ivy, Nicodemus still could realize some gains. Maybe recruit Marcone. Maybe kill off Michael or Sonia. Maybe ditch some deadwood within his own organization. Who knows? The point is, I did call Ivy in, he did get the opportunity to take her down, and it paid off. But the archive was created neutral, Sonia said. Constrained, you said so yourself. The archive was, I said. But Ivy wasn't. And Ivy controls the archive. She's still a child. That child can be hurt, frightened, coerced, tempted. I rubbed at the spot between my eyes. They want to make her one of them, probably hoping to gobble up Marcone along the way. God help us if they're taken, Murphy said quietly. God help them if they're taken, Michael murmured. We have to find them, Harry. Not even Mab could locate the Denarians with magic, I said. Guard, could your firm do any better? She shook her head. I glanced at Michael. I don't suppose anyone's drawn a big flashing arrow in the sky for you two to see. Michael shook his head, his expression sober. I looked. Okay, then. Barring divine intervention, we have no way of finding them. I took a deep breath. So, we're going to make them find us.
That would be a good trick if we could do it, Sonia said. What did you have in mind?
Hendricks lifted his head suddenly.
Coins!
Everyone turned to stare at him. Hendricks counted on his fingers for a second.
They only got six, and six people. So how are they going to get the creepy little girl a coin? Or one for the boss?
Good thinking, Cujo, I said. It'll only hurt for a minute. But we've got to move fast and make it work. Nicodemus can't afford to throw away any more manpower, but his conscience won't hesitate for one itty-bitty second to kill one of his own people for their coin, if it comes to that. So we're going to offer him a trade. 11 old nickels in exchange for the girl. Michael and Sonia both came to their feet in an instant, speaking loudly and in two different languages. It was hard to make out individual words, but the gestalt of their protest amounted to, "Are you out of your mind?" "Damn it all, Michael," I said, swinging around to face him, thrusting out my jaw. "If Nicodemus manages to take the archive, it won't matter how many of the damn coins you have locked away."
Silence. The clock on the entry wall ticked very loudly. I didn't back down.
Right now, six demons are torturing an 11-year-old girl. The same way they tortured me. The same way they tortured Shiro. Michael flinched.
Look me in the eye, I told him, and tell me you think that we should let that girl suffer when we have the means to save her.
Tick tock. Tick tock. Michael shook his head. Sonia subsided, sinking back to lean against a cabinet again, his expression pensive and solemn.
Nicodemus will never accept that trade, Michael said quietly.
Lucio smiled, showing a lot of teeth.
Of course he will. Why sacrifice a useful retainer when he can show up for the exchange, double-cross us, steal the coins, and keep the archive?
Bingo, I said. And we'll be ready for him. Captain, do you know how to contact him through the channels outlined in the Accords?
Yes, she said.
Harry, Michael said gently, we're taking a terrible risk.
He and Lucio exchanged a glance, pregnant with silence, swayed by deep undercurrents.
At this point, Lucio said, the only riskier thing we can do is,
she shrugged and spread her hands,
nothing.
Michael grimaced and crossed himself.
God be with us.
Amen,
Sonia said, winking over Michael's shoulder at me.
Call Nicodemus, I said. Tell him I want to make a deal.